This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You need a whole lot of dollars to buy coal right now. The per ton price has been rising since Russia invaded Ukraine and since the European sanctions on Russian coal in response. Those sanctions, which were announced last month, take full effect in August, creating, one might imagine, an opportunity for big coal here in the United States. Thing is, though, the big coal just ain't so big anymore. Marketplace's Lily Jamali explains how that's complicating the industry's chance to cash in on this moment.
U.S. coal production is about half what it was when it peaked a decade ago.
A lot of that is driven by the retirements of coal-fired power plants in the United States, which was the major source of demand.
Mark Templeton of the University of Chicago Law School sums up the state of U.S. coal this way.
The industry is clearly in decline and is likely to be in continuing decline.
Some mines, particularly across Appalachia, have shut down. For those still operating, coal executives are passing on making big investments. Flora Champenois is a research analyst at Global Energy Monitor.
The U.S. coal fleet is quite old. It's limping along. It's really lost its power in the market.
All of that has made scaling up right now, when the economics are on the industry's side, tough.
So are you going to hire someone for the next few months, and then the price may fall again? And what will you do with those workers? It's really time to manage a transition. There is no market for coal long term.
That's the case in Europe, too, despite the current surge in demand as Europe moves off Russian coal, says Ian Lang. He directs the Mineral and Energy Economics Program at the Colorado School of Mines.
And so it's not surprising, right, that they would say, I don't think there's a strong buyer here, right?
Maybe a bump for a few months, he says, but hardly a lifeline for an ailing industry. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.